I'd like, if I may, to continue discussing what we began last week. Daniil, can I just trouble you on the lights? We began last week discussing the Inyan, the famous sugya. We were discussing it because the Medrash in Parshas Shlach brought this Gemara with particular reference. If you remember last week, we discussed how could it be that the Meraglim left so close to Shabbos. They departed on a Wednesday, and we began discussing this whole topic, this whole discussion about, are you allowed to leave in a boat 3 days before Shabbos? So I'd like to continue that subject. Let's begin again from the Gemara and Shabbos of Yud Tes Amud Aleph. Tana Rabbanan, Ein Machligin B'Spina Pochos M'Shloisha Yomim Kodem L'Shabbos. You're not allowed to set off 3 days before Shabbos on a voyage by boat. So that's what we began discussing last week. You're not allowed to go in a boat 3 days before Shabbos. And we discussed many shittas in the Rishonim why that should be. That's not our discussion today. What is our discussion, I'd like to focus on the shitta of the Baal HaMoir. On number two on the sheet, the Ram quoted the Baal HaMoir's opinion. Aval Baal HaMoir kosav tam acher. Baal HaMoir suggests a new reason why it is you're not allowed to go on a boat 3 days before Yom Tov. If you remember, others said because you'll end up being over Gzeres Tchumen, and some said because you're Mavatl, you're Oynek Shabbos, if you're on a boat which is so uncomfortable you won't enjoy Shabbos. Says the Baal HaMoir has nothing to do with that. Kosav tam acher bein bezu bein bezu. He said, "V'chol gimel yomim, the kulu mokum sakonavu." These places that the Gemara is discussing are dangerous places to go in the Yom HaGadol. V'chol gimel yomim kodem haShabbos, in the 3 days prior to Shabbos, kami shabta mikri. Those are the days that are called
pre-Shabbos,
as opposed to the first 3 days of the week. If anything, are called post last Shabbos. V'nireh. It looked like he's deliberately attempting to be Mechalal Shabbos by undertaking this trip in the first place. There's nothing that stands in the way of Pekuach Nefesh. Once he gets himself into the situation, he's going to find himself in the middle of the sea, on Shabbos, stranded. He's going to have to do a Malacha. He's going to have to be Mechalal Shabbos, which is Mutter, because he's in a situation of pikuach nefesh. But don't put yourself in that situation in the first place. For who Adin says the Baal HaMoir lahafrish b'midbarois, it's not dafka a yam. If you go into a desert or any other dangerous place, l'chol mochim sakona she'odom osid l'chalal boyes haShabbos, wherever you are destined to be mechalal Shabbos, there's an issa to put yourself in that situation in the first place. So according to the Baal HaMoir, it's not because of tchumin or bittel oynik Shabbos. It's much more yisoidi, much more fundamental than that, and that is you don't put yourself in a matzah where you're going to have to be mechalal Shabbos, even though once I'm in that situation, it's mutter. It's a chiyuv to be mechalal Shabbos, but don't put yourself in that situation in the first place.
But, and if you're going to be in that situation for, let's say, 10 days, as opposed to just, you know, for... So it's...
It's in that situation for 10 days.
Right, but...
How are you going to do it?
Well, you can depart at the beginning of the week. Right, before Wednesday.
But 3 days leading up to Shabbos, as we discussed last week, those are the days where it's incumbent on you to start concerning yourself with Chiyuv Shabbos.
It's a sakana, where it comes, Shabbos comes 5 days later.
In Achnami, but I don't have to worry on Sunday about Shabbos.
Right.
That was the Chiddush of the Baal HaMoir. On Sunday and Monday and Tuesday, I don't have to make cheshbonus about Shabbos.
Why not?
Because it's not considered prior to Shabbos. Come with Shabbat Mikri. That's what the Gemara says.
It's like you can't do certain things Erev Shabbos, like, you know, like getting like a haircut or this and that. That's really more practical reason,
because then you'll run into Shabbos. Here we're saying, either way, you're going to run into Shabbos. But I'm not mechuyev to worry about Hilcha Shabbos on Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday.
I just thought about an example. I would like to know how to respond. It used to that... all these ships didn't go like bus schedule every 15 minutes. They, let's say it go once a month. in once every 2 weeks. And guess what? It's go on Thursday. So, based on this halakha, forget about this trip, and nothing urgent. I don't like to invent that somebody dying there and so on.
If it's a tzerech mitzvah, then the Gemara says it's mutzah. But if it's not for a tzerech mitzvah, he wants to go on a holiday cruise.
No, not holiday cruise. People travel, and it's very seldom when this ship. So what
yes, we did mention a Ramah. The Ramah has a chiddush even for a business trip. Then the Ramah is machadish. Some say that's also considered a heter. You can travel whenever you like. But if you disagree with that, then it's only if it's a tzerech mitzvah mamish. If you're still going on a cruise, you're going on a trip, you're going on a holiday, then there's no heter at all. Like, you know, the guy who said, it's our 50th wedding anniversary, I have to buy something for my wife. I said, well, what are you going to buy? I said, well, for the 40th anniversary, I bought a ticket to Australia.
Oh, nice.
What about for the 50th? I'll buy a return ticket now. Yeah, okay. Says the Gemara. So that's the opinion of the Baal HaMoir. You're not allowed to put yourself in a situation of pikuach nefesh. The famous opinion of the Baal HaMoir. And as we mentioned, halacha lemaisa, I don't want to veer off into specifics, but this is really a general shaila. So general shaila, I have a friend of mine, Baruch Hashem, is on the verge of a simcha, and these halachas are very, very important. What does his wife have to do? How close to Shabbos must I say, well, maybe I should move into the hospital? When am I mechuyev? How much am I mechuyev to concern myself with Hilchos Shabbos? Or do you say, listen, I'm blindly just going on as normal, and when Shabbos comes, we'll see what happens then. That's what the Baal HaMoir is saying, that no, 3 days before Shabbos, you're obligated to concern yourself with Hilchos Shabbos. Don't get on that boat. Fine. There's another Baal HaMoir, and at first glance, these two Baal HaMoirs go together beautifully hand in hand, but in actuality, they're absolute steerers, and that's what we're going to discuss today. We've mentioned this case, we mentioned it briefly last time. In the times of the Gemara, it was necessary, if ever you did bris mila on a child, after the mila, you had to have hot water to bathe the child in, because if you didn't, it was sakonas nefoshes. If you have to do bris mila on Shabbos, it's mutter. Mitzvah natera, bayim ashmini, afido b'Shabbos, you do bris mila on Shabbos. Fine. But you need the hot water, because after the bris mila, you get, fine, so the Gemara says, you get it all ready from before Shabbos, you somehow keep it hot, everything fine and dandy. What happens if you're about to do the bris mila and the water spills? The water spills. A huge machlokes bein harishonim, and you can't imagine how many halacha lemaises are based on this machlokes. What's the shayla over here? Do you say, listen, at the moment I've got one thing on my plate, and that's called mitzvahs mila. And that's a mitzvah to do. There's no issa involved. I'm allowed to do a mitzvahs mila. Now,
water
spilled before the bris mila. Now, I know that if I go and do the bris, afterwards the child will be in a situation of pikuach nefesh, and I'm then going to have to cook up water on Shabbos. So do I say, doesn't matter about afterwards. What have I got now? Am I doing chilul Shabbos now? No. I'm doing bris mila, which is mutter. We'll worry about things afterwards.
It's a mitzvah.
Or do you say no? Inasmuch that this bris mila will inevitably bring about a chilul Shabbos afterwards, you're not allowed to put yourself in that situation. That's the machalikas. Let's have a look, number 4 and number 5 on the sheets. This is the Ran in Shabbos of Kuf Lamed Dalet, Nun Gimel Lamed Dalet from the Daf Yoreh. Heicha de'ikha chamimi lirchaitz kaidem mina. We had chamimi, we're number 4 on the sheet, somebody had hot water to bathe the child. The ishtapuch hanach de'la'acha mila. And now it's all got spilt. The water that was necessary for after the mila, spilt. We need to wonder, says the Ran, do we say, well, let's just push off the bris mila, kiven she'im nimoil, because if we go ahead with the bris, nitztarech achakach lechalel es haShabbos, we're going to inevitably have to mechalel Shabbos. I don't know. Hashtem mihas, at least at the moment, bedin mahalinan. As you pointed out, now the chiyuv is to go and do bris mila. Ubosa hachi, what happens afterwards? Pikuach nefesh, u'shedoiches haShabbos. So I'm not doing anything awesome. Says the Ram, Vaharamban kosav deshari lemimhali. It's mutah, or even as you point out, a mitzvah to do bris milah now. She'ein lemitzvah elo shaita. I look at what I've got on my plate at the moment, and that is the bris milah. Ve'ein doichenes amilah. We're not going to push off the bris milah until tomorrow. Mipnei shenitztarech achakach litchoyes es haShabbos. Because afterwards I'm going to have to be mechal on Shabbos. No! The bosa hochi pekuach nefeshu. Once I'm in that situation, it's perfectly mutter. The dochi leiv alei machshirei milah. I think somebody asked last week, a wonderful kasha, we're ashamed, I'm bothered by this. Why don't we say I can get out the whole problem? Do bris milah right at the end of Shabbos, and then once Shabbos finishes, now I can be mechamam the mayim, so I'm avoiding the whole situation. I've done my milah b'yoyim ches, and I haven't been mechal Shabbos. Okay, it's a good kasha, the Rishonim discuss it. Fine, but the Ramban is saying that whatever reason that option is not available, you can do milah Shabbos morning, no problem at all. A minute after the milah, the child's in pekuach nefesh, so you cook up water, no problem at all. Says the Ran, number 5 on the sheets, ve'einoi kein das harazah. That's the Baal HaMoed, Rebbe Zerachya HaLevi. That's not the opinion of the Baal HaMoed. Shehu zal omar. The kol heicha de'ishtapach hamimi. Whenever the water spilt mekame mila before the bris mila, tidche mila. You push off the bris mila. V'chein das horash vozal. Because kol she'onu betchilas hadova. Wherever you know right from the outset, sheyovei lidei isa malocha, doichenes ha-mitzvah kidei sheloi yovei b'soif lidei kach. Don't do bris mila now. Don't do bris milah because you know that that will bring about a situation of pekuach nefesh. Once you're in that situation, of course you have to cook up the water. But don't put yourself in that situation in the first place, and you mevatel mitzvahs milah do'i rice.
What's
milah b'zman? Come on, milah b'zman, it's on Shabbos, it has to be milah b'zman.
But milah is in itself, intrinsically, a mitzvah which is do'i Shabbos. Does that make any difference?
Might do. That's what the Ramban is being into, that the machshirin. This is only the machshirin for the milah. It's something which is necessary to bring about the milah. We paskan the machshirin milah is not deicha Shabbos. In other words, imagine you've got a bris to do on Shabbos, and the only knife you have available is across the road, and there's no eruv. We paskan you can't take that knife across the road, because that's not the milah. That's machshirin milah. That just facilitates the milah. So to this as well, the water is not the bris milah. The water is part of the whole tahalich, part of the process that enables you to do milah. That's not deiches haShabbos. So the Ramban says, fine, doesn't matter. Because now I'm not doing chilul Shabbos, now I'm doing bris milah. Once I get in the situation for pekuach nefesh, you can do what you like. Says the Baal HaMoed, no, you can't do what you like. You have no right to put yourself in that situation whereupon you know that inevitably you're going to be mechal Shabbos. At first glance, we have two Baal HaMoeds over here which seem to fit in wonderfully together. The Baal HaMoed on the one hand told us, why must you not leave on a boat 3 days before Shabbos? Because you're putting yourself in a situation of pekuach nefesh. Don't do that. The Baal HaMoed says, don't do bris milah, then having to cook up the water, why not? Because once again, you're putting yourself in a situation of pikuach nefesh. So it sounds like we have two Baal HaMoeds saying the exact same principle. You must never put yourself in a life-threatening situation. Even if what you're doing now is perfectly mutter, going on a boat on Wednesday is mutter. Doing milah on Shabbos bizmano is mutter. But nonetheless, if that will bring about a situation of pekuach nefesh, don't put yourself in that situation. So some say, wonderful, the Baal HaMoeds go together, everything is hunky-dory. So come along the Achrenim, all the Achrenim are bothered by this, they say, Adara. Not only do the two Baal HaMoeds not fit in, they're steerers. They're steerers. Why are they steerers?
Who says this?
Let's work out. Everybody else is kasha. We're going to see the Steipla is kasha, and the Chochma Shleima is the kasha, and the Stei Chemed, and the Bochonon Basaman, and everybody you can think of asks this kasha. They say, 1 second. The Gemara says, don't leave on a boat 3 days before Shabbos, because you're going to end up being Machalo Shabbos. What Isser is that? Is that an Isser derabbanon to leave on a Wednesday or a Thursday, or an Isser deiraisa? The Achronim say it can't possibly be an Isser deiraisa. It can't be, and I'll prove it to you. Because the Gemara says, if you're doing it for a mitzvah, then it's mutter. And we saw in the Ramah, what does mitzvah mean? Doesn't necessarily even mean a mitzvah. Whenever you go on a business trip, that's also important enough. If there was an Isser d'oraisa to put yourself in that situation, I'm sorry, nothing doing. You can't be mutter, not for a mitzvah, and certainly not for a business trip. And the truth of the matter is, when you think about it, there's no real room to differentiate anymore between Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and Sunday, Monday, Tuesday. If it was a real Issa, like you were asking before, if it was a real Issa d'oraisa to put yourself in a life-threatening situation, then that should be across the board, whether you leave on a Sunday or a Friday afternoon, it makes no difference. It's pashut, and the Taz says so mafurash. And the Tzitzis Shabbos and the Machzah Shekin, all the Achrenim say, poshut, 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 it's only an Issa Drabbanon. It's only an Issa Drabbanon. Because you're not being Mechalol Shabbos, you're just bringing about a Chilol Shabbos. That's only an Issa Drabbanon. Ah, if it's only an Issa Drabbanon, then Chazal were prepared to waive the Issa, either Letzerich Mitzvah, or Letzerich Schoira, or the beginning of the week, etc., etc. It's only an Issa Drabbanon. Moirai V'Raboisai. If it really is only an Issa Drabbanon, how can the Bala Moir possibly say, don't do Mila on Shabbos because of this Issa Drabbanon? You're going to be Mevatel and Issa Mitzvah D'Oraisa because of this Chashash Gezeirah Midrabbanon? So the truth of the matter is, it's not unheard of. We don't blow Shofar on Shabbos either. And we don't shake Lulav on Shabbos either. But we do Mila on Shabbos. Why didn't Chazal say Shema Yavirenu Daladam is there? So we once discussed it. The fact of the matter is, Chazal will matter you to do Mila on Shabbos. So what are the Balamor telling you? No, don't do it. Why? Because you're putting yourself in a situation of Pikuach Nefesh. But we just established that this whole idea of putting yourself in Pikuach Nefesh is at worst an Issa Drabbanon. So how can it be that because of this Chashash Drabbanon, Chazal will say, don't do Mila. V'mevatel mitzvah saseh min haTorah. How can it be? How can it be? And v'oid yoisa moirav raboisai. Let's ask a much, much simpler question. Much simpler question. Forget working out whether it's Drabbanon or Deraisa. Let's just read the Gemara. The Gemara says, don't leave on a boat 3 days before Shabbos. But letzorech mitzvah, it's mutter. The Gemara, the very Gemara that tells us this big yesod, that you mustn't put yourself in a pekuach nefesh situation, says, but if you're doing it for a mitzvah purpose, then it's mutter. So when I'm doing mila on Shabbos, that's a mitzvah, no question about it. So if it's a mitzvah, how can the Bala Moir say, don't put yourself in a life-threatening situation? Why not? Because of the Gemara by the boat. That Gemara says the Tzorech mitzvah is mutter.
One other difference. With the boat, there's a chashash, it's called the poshes. With the brismen, there's a bad.
So, Moir and Rabbi Yisrael, these Bala Moirs, they don't go together. They're contradictory. The Bala Moir, on the one hand, is telling us, Pshat and Gemara, don't leave on a boat 3 days before Shabbos because you're putting yourself in a life-threatening situation, which we said, at worst, is an Issa Drabbanon. That's why the Tzorech Mitzvah is mutter. So how can the Bala Moir tell us, don't do bris mila, be mevatel and mitzvah min haTorah, because we don't want to put yourself in a life-threatening situation? How can that be? The Tzorech Mitzvah is mutter. It's only an Issa Drabbanon. How can you mevatel mitzvah say deiraisa for it? That's the kasha that everybody is bothered by. So I want to share with you three mahalchim to be miyashav the balamoy. Three mahalchim to miyashav the balamoy. Mahalach number one, and this we mentioned briefly last week, but I want to discuss it in slightly greater detail today, and that's the opinion of the stipler. The stipler Gaon says, and Chochma Shleimer, Shleimer Klugon is Hagos and Shulchan Aruch says it in six words. He says there's a very, very simple difference. The Gemara in Daf Yotes is talking about leaving on a boat before Shabbos. We are discussing doing Mila on Shabbos. What's the difference? The difference is you're 100% right, says the stipend. On Wednesday and Thursday and Friday, Hilchus Shabbos do not apply. There's no Hilchus Wednesday, there's Hilchus Shabbos. It's not Shabbos now, I can do what I like. So nobody can possibly tell you that Minatayra, you mustn't go on a boat on Wednesday. Why not? Because of Shabbos, it's not Shabbos today, today's Wednesday. What will be on Shabbos? When I get there, I'll worry about it. Then it's Pekuach Nefesh, I can do what I like. So there's only an Issa Drabonah. Chazal said, you're right. Minatayra, you can go on this boat, absolutely no problem. But because you're so close to Shabbos, Midrabbanon, we don't allow you to put yourself in that situation. But if it's a Tzerech Mitzvah, no problem. A Tzerech Schayra, no problem, maybe. Whereas the Balamoyr in Daf Kuf Lamed Daled is talking about when it's on Shabbos. On Shabbos, you do have Chiyuvim of Shmir Shabbos right now. Therefore, if you do anything that brings about a Chilul Shabbos, you can't just shift the blame and say, well, it doesn't matter, you know, it's too bad. No. You have no right to put yourself in that situation in the first place because it's Shabbos time. And Hilchus Shabbos apply. And therefore, Min HaTorah, you can't put yourself in that situation. Let's have a look at the stipula number 10 on the sheet. So, Al-Kain Nira. The differentiation that we need to make is prior to Shabbos or on Shabbos. The Kodem HaShabbos, if you're discussing prior to Shabbos, Loi Chal Adayin Chiyuv Shvisa V'Shmira. There are no Chiyuvim of Shabbos prior to Shabbos. When you perform any act al yedei zeh, which through that yehi muchrach l'malocha b'Shabbos machmas b'kuach nefesh. That wasn't Mechalol Shabbos. I just facilitated it, but I wasn't Mechalol Shabbos by going on a boat on Wednesday. But when Shabbos is here, and I'm now obligated to take care of Shmir Shabbos, Oz kol maisa sheyase. Anything I now do, shemachmosa yeh muchrach lechalol Shabbos, have a kamaschil achshav inyan chiluloi. It's as if you have begun your chilul Shabbos. Doing bris mila is the beginning of a chilul Shabbos. Va'achshav hu eino oimus, rak oise esa oimus. He has made that oimus. Umishum hochi zehu isa gomo, va'osa afilu b'mokimitsu. A beautiful, straightforward, clear chilik that the stipler tells us. If it's prior to Shabbos, you can't be considered a Mechalol Shabbos on Wednesday. There's no such thing, it's not Shabbos today. So nobody can tell you that going on a boat is an act of Chilul Shabbos. How can it be? It's Wednesday, it's Thursday. I don't care if it's Friday, 1 minute before Shabbos, it's not Shabbos. That can't be considered a Chilul Shabbos. What is it? Chazal said avoid it. Because you're bringing about, fine. So it's only a Chazal's Issa. They waived it, the Mokim Mitzvah, extenuating circumstances, beginning of the week. But if you're on Shabbos, and you do Bris Mila knowing full well you're going to have to be Mechalol Shabbos, then the Mila itself is an act of Chilul Shabbos. Going on a boat is not an act of Chilul Shabbos, it's Wednesday. Doing Mila on Shabbos is an act of Chilul Shabbos in as much that you know that it will bring about Pekuach Nefesh. That's the famous teretz of the stipula. The problem is a Tashbetz. According to the stipula, Moirav Raboisai, what will be in the following situation? You need to do Bris Mila not on Shabbos, prior to Shabbos. On a Thursday, on a Friday. And for whatever reason, you know that if I do Mila today, that will bring about Chilul Shabbos on Shabbos. What should be the halacha, Meira Rabbi said? What should be the halacha? Kunt v'stayplash v'mutter. Ah, you're bringing about Chilul Shabbos? Fine, but that's on a Wednesday or a Thursday, which is mutter l'tzerech mitzvah. But on Shabbos, that's a different story. The Tashbetz says explicitly to the contrary. If you look at number 9 on the sheets, the Shach quotes in Reish Samach Vav, Kosovar Rashbetz B'tshuva. He quotes the Balamor, and here in bold, the Mikan Yesh Lilmoid, from here we learn, the Osa Lomul Hageir B'yom Hei. Somebody wants to convert, you have to do Bris Mila, don't give him a Bris Mila on a Thursday. Why not on a Thursday? Because we know that the Yom Shlishi Demila, the third day of the Mila, there's Sakona, the third day of the Mila, here will be Shabbos. And even not a convert, a Jew, a young baby, who, for whatever reason, was unwell, couldn't have his bris milah done on time. Thursday is the first available opportunity. Don't do it on Thursday.
It's two mitzvahs. One is
the one
that say, the day that which you do it, i.e., the eighth day. There's no mitzvah to do
on the 8th day. Says the Tashbetz that what? That he learns. And he quotes the Balamoir. He says, according to the Balamoir who told us that there is a notion that you must not put yourself in a Pekuach Nefesh situation, don't do Milas Geir on Thursday. Don't do a Milas Shalovis Mane on Thursday, because the third day will be Shabbos, you are bringing about Pekuach Nefesh. How does this fit in with the statement? The Stipler told us that it's only when it's on Shabbos itself that the Balamoy would tell you you can be Mevatel Mitzvahs Mila. But prior to Shabbos, where there are no Chiyuvim of Shabbos, it's an Isidrabonon at worst, the Tzerech Mitzvah is Mutter. And yet the Tashbetz says, no, don't do the Mila. Which case? In the Ger, you're right, there's no mitzvah to convert. But Tinoik, there's a mitzvah, Mitzvah to Malvin. Rambam says famously, every moment you wait, there's a Chi of Koris. There's a mitzvah deiraisa to Malvin. So if there's a mitzvah deiraisa to give him Mila, and it's now Thursday, so what are you going to say? Yeah, but the third day will be Shabbos. Todarabah, so it'll be Shabbos. But today is Thursday. And today is not Shabbos. And today I'm not mukhiyev min ha-toira to worry about Shabbos. I'm only mukhiyev min drabbanon ul-tzerech mitzvah, mutter. And you see from the Tashbetz, not that way, you see from the Tashbetz, that he did not differentiate between prior to Shabbos and on Shabbos. He said, just like you can't go on a boat prior to Shabbos, so too you can't do bris milah either prior to Shabbos in the event that it'll bring about chilul Shabbos. There is a second approach to the Miyash of the Balamoir, and this Rabbi Yosef you pointed out before. A different approach. Maybe there's room to suggest that going on a boat is not inevitable that there'll be Chilul Shabbos. You don't know. Not every time you go in the sea is there Chilul Shabbos, is there Pekuach Nefesh. If there will be, then it'll necessitate Chilul Shabbos. And if not, then not. You don't know. We don't know. Whereas in the case of the Balamoir, where he was talking about a child, the Yom Ches, a young baby, there the Gemara tells us it's a fact that you have to have hot water for the child. Without it, it's Vadai Pekuach Nefesh. Vadai Pekuach Nefesh. There, maybe there's room to say that's the difference. If it's only a Sofe when you're going to get to Pekuach Nefesh, then the Balamoy will tell you it's only an Isidrabonon. Who says you'll never be Mechal of Shabbos? Let's say Rech Mitzvah, we can be Matzah. But where you're putting yourself in a Vadai, definite, 100% situation of Pekuach Nefesh, like in the case of Mila on Shabbos, that's an Isidrabonon. And that we won't allow you to do, because you're putting yourself in a certain situation of Pekuach Nefesh. That Teretz also needs a lot of Iyun, because we have the same kasha from that Tashbetz. The Tashbetz is talking about a Milas Geir. When you do a Mila on Thursday, it's not inevitable you'll be Mechal Shabbos on Shabbos. Not inevitable. Not every person who has a Bris Mila finds himself in a life-threatening situation on the third day. It's a Sofik. Maybe you'll be Mechal Shabbos. And nonetheless, the Tashbetz says it's awesome. So it would seem to be from the Tashbetz that both of our Tirutzim out the window, to differentiate between prior to Shabbos and on Shabbos is difficult. To differentiate between a Vadai and a Sofek also seems to be Nista from the Tashbetz. So I'd like to share with you a third approach, which I found this week in the Osher L'Shleimei. The Osher L'Shleimei, if I'm not mistaken, was the son-in-law of Rav Shach, Zichrono Livracha, Gane Goinim. He has many, 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 many Sforim. And he says a huge chiddush, to fanfare other kashas, and he gets back to the Baal HaMoed. Gets back to the Baal HaMoed. There is a famous shayla. Everybody knows if somebody is in a situation of pekuach nefesh, you machalol Shabbos. No question about that. Gemara and Yuma, Daf Pehei, tells us, we learn it from Sukkim, a machlekus, which posuk it is, but lemais, it's mefurish of Sukkim, you're allowed, and in fact even mechuyev, to machalol Shabbos, to save the life of a Jew. A big machlekus, is it hutra or yiduchuyah? What does that mean, is it hutra or yiduchuyah? How do we view an aveira, a chilul Shabbos that's done for the purpose of saving somebody's life? I'd ask you a question. If somebody cooks on Yom Tov, is that an aveira which we are allowed to do? Or no, it's not an aveira at all. It's perfectly mutter to cook on Yom Tov. There, that's called hutra. It's 100% mutter. Issa Bishul was simply not said on Yom Tov. It wasn't said on Yom Tov. It was said on Shabbos, not on Yom Tov. There's no Aveira which needs to be pushed away. It's just completely mutter. What about Pekuach Nefesh on Shabbos? Somebody needs to be Mechalol Shabbos to save the life of a Jew. Is that mutter? That means that the Mokim Pekuach Nefesh Isurei Shabbos weren't said. It's like cooking on Yom Tov. There's no Isser at all, or no. Yisurei Shabbos were said under all circumstances, but it's Duchuyah. Duchuyah means we push aside the Isurim to save the life of this Jew. That's the famous Shaila. Is Chilul Shabbos Hutra? It's completely permissible. There is no reason for there to be an Aveira at all, or no. There is a reason for Aveira. This is considered a Chilul Shabbos. It's Chilul Shabbos, that's Mutter. Sometimes you're allowed to be Mechalol Shabbos. That's the Chakira. Is the Pshat that you're allowed to be Mechalol Shabbos? Or is the Pshat that this is not actually considered a Chilul Shabbos at all? A huge Machlekes. A huge Machlekes. If you look at the Rambam, number 6 on the sheet, the Rambam famously says, D'chuyo hi Shabbos etzel sakonas nefoshes. The Rambam doesn't say Hutra. That means, technically, the way we should define it is that if somebody is dying Chas v'Shalom Shabbos, you are allowed to be Mechalol Shabbos to save him. Not! But if you save him, that's not considered Chilul Shabbos. It is Chilul Shabbos, but you're allowed to do it. That's called Duchuyah rather than Hutra. Where does this come to the fore? The Ravid asked the following question. The Ravid asked a question. The Ram quotes it in Yuma, number 7 on the sheets. V'nishal ha-Ravid. The Lashon Hazeh, the Ravid was asked the following question. Imagine a Chayla who's in a life-threatening situation. And we need to shecht a Tarnagoyl for him. Now, Shechita is an Issa D'Oraisa on Shabbos. What are my choices? Either I can get a Jew to shecht a bird on Shabbos, but then there's an Issa D'Oraisa of Shechita. Alternatively, I'll ask a guy and I'll say, bring me some of your own meat, please. Bring me some nevela, bring me some pork. Now, what happens then? This Jew is going to end up eating chazir. That's only an Issa Lav. That's a loisas, it's not an Issa Koris. If you machalal Shabbos to do Shechita, that's an Issa Koris. So what's better? That's when the Ravid was asked, is it better for this Chayla to eat non-kosher food? Or no, should he have kosher food, but then will necessitate a Jew doing Shechita on Shabbos, which is an Issa Koris? A famous Shayla.
Is there any such a thing as a Jew showing a Goy how to do Shechita?
No, a Goy can't shecht. We learn it from Sukkim, a Goy can't shecht. So our only two possibilities on the table are either a Jew will shecht, that's Chilul Shabbos, or nobody will shecht, I'll take a piece of McDonald's pork.
That's the shecht.
They're both derisas, but nevela is less of an issa. There's no kores for eating nevela. Sometimes mechalal Shabbos, that's chayve krisis. So that's the question. Should we go for the lesser avail? Nevela. No, Nevela is Nevela, you're right. Pork is worse. It's Chazir. Yeah. It's a different Issa. But it's a, I thought Issa is an Aveir. They're both Aveirs.
I remember hearing a story once that in Vilna, they piped the got up in Yom Kippur and said to home to eat because they're all in danger of their lives.
Back in. No, so, if you see that wall, there's no choice. There's no option. Here, there is an option. There's no shayla. Finish. You have to eat. Here, I've got two options on the table. Is it better to go for the lightweight nevela, or is it better to go for the shchita? A big machlokes in the Rishon. Says the Rosh, quoting Rabbeinu Meir, you could do shchita as well if you like. How can you do shchita? It's a kares. Shouldn't I go for the lesser Issa? Says the Rabbeinu Meir, number 8 on the sheets, top left-hand corner, in the bowl, V'hochanami. Kiven shahatira toira pikuach nefesh. Once the Torah allowed you to be mechalal Shabbos for the purposes of pikuach nefesh, have a kol melacha sh'oisa b'Shabbos v'sholcheilu sh'yish b'sakona. Anything I do now, three words. Ke'ilu os'o b'choil. It's as if you did it on Tuesday. Let me ask you a question. If I shech, if I cook on Tuesday, is that an issa which was mutter to do? No. There's no issa to cook on Tuesday. Says Rabbeinu Meir, a big chiddush. If you're mechalal Shabbos for the pekuach nefesh situation, it's not pshat that there was an aveira that was done, but it was permitted to do. There is no aveira. B'mokim pekuach nefesh, I say, forget Shabbos, it's not Shabbos today, it's Tuesday. It's not Shabbos, it's Tuesday, do what you like. Therefore you can quite happily shatter him as well, no problem at all. So the big machleikus over here, the Rambam says that no, it's duchuya, which means it's an aveira, that's called chilul Shabbos, but it's mutter to be mechalal Shabbos. Rabbeinu Meir says no, it's hutra, it's not considered chilul Shabbos. Comes along the Osher L'Shleimei and says a ge'oinus, a chidush godel ad mo'oid. And he says, and he has raya's, which we don't have time to go into, he said he'd like to make a middle approach. A middle approach. Saving a Jew on Shabbos, is that chilul Shabbos which is muta, or is it not even chilul Shabbos? You know what the answer is? It depends. Are you saving your own life, or are you saving somebody else's life? Says the Osher L'Shleimei, when you're saving your own life, there's v'chai b'hem, saving your own life, there is no isurim involved, period. If somebody needs to save his own life, and in order to do so he has to mechalal Shabbos, that's not called chilul Shabbos, which was muta, it's not chilul Shabbos. When I'm saving somebody else's life, he's meichiach, that's called chilul Shabbos. It's mutter to do. It's even a mitzvah to do. But that's not hutra. That's not considered as if I did cooking on a Tuesday. No, I cooked on Shabbos. Under those circumstances, it was mutter to cook on Shabbos. Says the Osher L'Shleimei, a ge'oines. Now we have the two balamoirs, there's no stira whatsoever. What was the Balamoir and Daf Yud Test talking about? The guy is going on a boat and he's going to end up in a life-threatening situation. Who will he have to be mechalal Shabbos to save? Himself? Under those circumstances, that's not considered chilul Shabbos at all. That's hutra. To save your own life, that's not chilul Shabbos. In the case of Daf Kuf Lamed Daled, whose life are we saving? Not his own life, the child's life. That's Tuchuyah. That's considered Chilul Shabbos, which is mutter. It's mutter, it's certainly mutter, it's even a mitzvah. But that's not hutra. Says the Osher L'Shleimei, if you want to know, putting yourself in a life-threatening situation in order to be mechalal Shabbos, is that an Issa d'Rabbanon or an Issa d'Eiraisa? Do you know what the difference is? Not whether it's prior to Shabbos or on Shabbos. Not whether it's a Vadai or whether it's a Sofik. It depends on whether you're putting yourself in a situation where you have to save your own life, or where you're putting yourself in a situation you have to save somebody else's life. If you have to put yourself in a matzav where I'm going to save my own life, there's no chilul Shabbos. That's not considered chilul Shabbos. That can't be an issa d'oraisa. How can it possibly be an Issa Deiraisa to put yourself in a situation when I didn't do an Issa at all? So worse, it's an Issa Rabbonon. Chazal didn't like it. Fine, it's only on certain days, not Leman a Mitzvah. Saving somebody else's life, that's Tuchuyah, that's Chilul Shabbos. It's mutter to do the Chilul Shabbos, granted. But then, says the Baal HaMoreh, that's an Issa Deiraisa to put yourself in that situation. Once you're in that situation, adarabah, it's a chiyuv to save somebody else's life. But to put yourself in a situation where you're going to be mechalel Shabbos, even though it's mutter to do, that's an issa deiraisa. Whereas when you're saving your own life, I'm not putting myself in a situation where I'm going to be mechalel Shabbos. I'm putting myself in a situation where there will be no Shabbos. That's his goyimus. If there's no steer in the Baal HaMoreh. The Baal HaMoreh with regard to putting yourself on the boat where you're saving your own life, that's only an Issa Drabonon, because there's no Chilul Shabbos going on. Therefore, the Tzerich Mitzvah is Mutter. Whereas saving a child's life, you're not saving your own life, you're saving others' life, that's Chilul Shabbos. It's permissible Chilul Shabbos, but Chilul Shabbos nonetheless. Let's have a look how he says it so beautifully, number 11 on the sheets. He says, Ma to save a Baal HaMoreh, the last Maramokim, that which the Baal HaMoreh says, to call Shonu Yoidin Shiyobele Dei Issa Doichinus HaMitzvah, who rak ba'oifen sheyitztarich lechalal Shabbos letzorech chaveiroi. That's only when you're going to have to save somebody else's life, or k'moy b'mila. Because there, say the Baal HaMoreh, the hetzer pikuach nefesh letzorech chaveiroi, who rak midin duchuya. It's pushed aside. Not that it's non-existent, it's pushed aside. It's called chilul Shabbos. Carrying on a few lines later, in the bold, Aval heicha de machnis atzmoy lepikuach nefesh ba'oifen sheyitztarich lechalal Shabbos etzorech hatzolas atzmoy. When he has to save himself, b'zeh gam Baal HaMoreh moide de mutzah letzorech mitzvah. Why? Mishum de lechalal Shabbos lehatzolas atzmoy loy hava begeder d'chuyo rak hutrum. Saving other people's lives is not considered mutter. It's a Chilul Shabbos with a heter, but it's called Chilul Shabbos.
Who's this 7 years old son? It's you or somebody else?
That's somebody else. Even if the person is defenseless, like every chayla. Every chayla is completely unable to help himself. I've got a mitzvah d'oraisa to save him. But that's not called that I cooked on Tuesday. It's called Chilul Shabbos, which was permissible. In the shayla of the Ravid, what was the Ravid's shayla? This guy is dying. I've got two options on the table. Should I give him nevela or chazir to eat? Or should I ask a Jew to shecht an animal on Shabbos? Do you know what the Riaz says? The Riaz is one of the Rishonim. The Riaz says the answer is that he should eat nevela on Shabbos. He should eat nevela. Why? Because nevela is less of an issa? No, he doesn't say that. He says, let him be over the issa.
Not you.
Not another Jew to shecht for him.
Yeah.
Well, why not? What's the difference? There's a mitzvah to be mechalel Shabbos. What's the difference? According to Asher L'Shleim, it's haplo v'feler. Because if he's over the issa, he's not doing chilul Shabbos b'chlal. He's not doing aveira b'chlal.
Right.
If a chayla eats nevela, did you know what this is? It's not nevela. It's basar shchuta.
So he knows how to shecht.
Very good. If he knows how to shecht, then there's no difference. Let him shecht. But another Jew who has to shecht for him, that's chilul Shabbos. It's chilul Shabbos b'heta. Therefore says the Riaz, much better that he should be over the Aveira, because for his own Hatzalah there are no Averas.
Right.
But Mokim, you're saving your own life, that's not an Aveira. It's not Chilul Shabbos, it's not Achinas Nevela, it's Klum, it's nothing, it's not an Issa. But to get somebody else to save your life, that's an Issa. But what? It's mutter to do that Issa. Far better to do a situation, an act which is not an Aveira at all, than to do an Aveira which is mutter. Yeah, either way you can make a bracha. Either way you can make a bracha. Somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur. Somebody has to eat on Yom Kippur. Rather, he makes a bracha, he makes kiddush, benches, else. So we have over here, let's just sum up, three very important mahalchim, how you miyashav the steer in the Baal HaMoreh. We have one Baal HaMoreh who says, don't go on a boat on Wednesday, because you're going to end up being mechalel Shabbos. But it's only a drabanon. For mitzvahs, we matter it. And we have another Baal HaMoreh who seems to say, no, it's an Issa D'oraisa. I don't even let you do mitzvahs. Don't do the bris milah if you have to mechal or Shabbos afterwards. So one approach was that of the stipler. But prior to Shabbos, there's no Issa D'oraisa. There's no such thing as chilul Shabbos on a Wednesday. The Baal HaMoreh, in the case of milah, was talking about on Shabbos. Second approach was, that going on a boat is not vadai pikuach nefesh. It might be pikuach nefesh, whereas in the case of Mila, it's vadai. The third approach of the Asher L'Shloimei, his whole goinus is, no, that's not the difference. The difference is not whether it's Erev Shabbos or Om Shabbos or Vadai versus the Sofik, it's who you're saving. If you're saving yourself, that's Hutra. That's not an Issa at all. That's like cooking on a Tuesday. That, there's no Issa that erases to put yourself in that situation because I'm not over an Avera at all. But saving somebody else's life, which is an Avera, it's just Avera, which is Mutter to do, that, says the Baal HaMoir, is Osa to put yourself in that situation. Of course, you mustn't make the mistake, Chas V'Sholem. Once you're in that situation, of course you have to mechallel Shabbos. It's a mitzvah. The Shulchan Aruch says, it's the Loshna Yerushalmi. If anybody chooses not to save somebody else's life because he's frum, he doesn't want mechallel Shabbos, how is that Shefech Domim? He's a murderer. Of course you have to do it. But to put yourself deliberately, bemazed in that situation in the first place, because it's not Hutra, it's only Dukhuya, there's still an Issa Deraisa, and that's why the Baal HaMoir says, don't do the Bris Milah.
Yeah, but based on this Shita, if somebody will ask a Reuven to go take care on Shabbos for a sick person, he said, you've got to be kidding. I'm not going to put myself in this situation.
Why?
Because who knows what this person will need on Shabbos.
What do you mean? Well, you know it's Vada Pekuach Nefesh? It's Vada, the guy's dying. And you're the only guy who can help him.
No, I'm not about this situation. There's very sick person. Nobody dying. But very sick person can die.
We hold that Sofik Pekuach Nefesh is also Deicha Shabbos. Also Deicha Shabbos. If somebody is Sofik dying, you also have to Mechal Shabbos.
Then I don't understand the situation with Navela, who is giving Navela. Because person need to eat right now. Then you need to go and Jew and he will shepherd. It will take time. In the meantime, he will go on.
Okay. So I saw somebody else's question. My Chavrusa had this kasha. Mm-hmm. What's the thing? Shechting? Fine. Okay. I'll tell you. The answer is, I know this guy has gone out to live.
Take the same amount of time.
An hour to live.
All else is
good. No, whatever. Yeah, he's got an hour to live. 3 hours to live. Within 3 hours, I can give him a piece of Nevela or Shechita.
We're talking a different situation.
Yeah. I mean, if it takes too long to do Shechita, you're right, then I haven't got the choice anymore. And that says the Riyaz, it's Machlokes Rishonim. But the Riyaz says, no, give him Nevela, let him be over the Averis. The Riyaz doesn't merely mean, obviously, yeah, well, why should somebody else be over Averis? Let him take the. No, it means Alondas. Let him be over the Avera, because in fact it isn't an Avera. For a Chayla to eat Nevela, the Mokim Pekuach Nefesh is Hutra, there's no Issa Bechlau. Better to do that than to have somebody else be Mechal Shabbos for him, which although is Mutah, but it's a Maisa Chilosh.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Very good.